Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour is breaking news.
Former President Donald Trump right now in a New York courtroom during opening statements in his hush money case.
CNN national correspondent Kristen Holmes says the Trump re-election campaign is doing what they can to keep him in touch with voters while spending a lot of time in court.
They are now resigned to the fact that this is where we are. He is going to be in this courtroom 4 days a week, and he is going to take advantage of going to the cameras. But I'm telling you, when I'm talking to these senior advisors, they are just unsure that that's going to be enough. They are trying to figure out ways to keep him on the campaign trail, keep him interfacing with voters, even if that means keeping him local to New York and various areas like outer boroughs, Staten Island, places that he won in the election, or at least is more popular.
Trump attorney Will Scharf also appeared on CNN just moments ago.
We're looking to focus on the facts and cutting through all the sensationalism, all the sort of lurid details that have been aired in the media for years is going to be difficult. But at the end of the day, if the jury just looks at the facts that will be in evidence, we believe we have a winning case. I don't think President Trump did anything wrong here. I think the business records in question were accurate. They accurately reflected payments to an active attorney for President Trump. And if the jury is just able to cut through all the noise, we think this is going to be a great trial for us.
The defense opening statements expected to take about 20 minutes, with the prosecution saying they'll take around 40 minutes.
Some other breaking news this hour. The U.S. Supreme Court will take up an appeal over the regulation of ghost guns. Ghost guns don't have serial numbers, making it difficult to trace them. A regulation in 2022 required unfinished gun parts to be licensed and include serial numbers. The court arguments will be made this fall.
The Senate is expected to vote early this week on a package of bills passed by the House over the weekend. The bills provide billions in aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and one bill forces a sale of TikTok. But a few Republicans in the House are angry at Speaker Johnson for bringing the bills to the floor.
There are now at least two other Republicans who have joined Marjorie Taylor Greene in her efforts to oust Johnson. She's already called what's called a motion to vacate against Johnson, but she hasn't brought it to the floor for a vote. And instead, what she's doing is holding this motion to vacate, which is the same thing that got rid of Kevin McCarthy, over Johnson's head and try to push him to resign. Johnson, meanwhile, says he's not going anywhere.
ABC's Jay O'Brien says those threatening to oust Speaker Johnson say that Congress should have focused on security at the U.S. border before sending more money overseas.
Utah's four representatives split over sending money and ammunition to Ukraine, but were united in pressuring a sale of TikTok. Joining us live is KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston. Peter?
Amanda, TikTok is just the great uniter, and it brought together most of the House of Representatives, who passed a bill to force a sale of the social media platform. Congressman John Curtis says why on Inside Sources in March.
That's one thing to influence behavior on consumer purchases. It's quite another to influence behavior, let's say, on things that impact depression and even suicide and body image, and what about elections?
Ukraine funding has become more of a hot potato, with Representatives Blake Moore and John Curtis voting for the aid package, and Representatives Burgess Owens and Celeste Malloy voting against it. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Utah law enforcement encouraging parents to talk with their kids about sextortion, saying this is a problem that they're seeing every single day. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with those details. Adam?
Tim, we're talking about when someone poses as someone else online, starts messaging a child, gets them to eventually send explicit photos, then threatens to share those photos with people if the child does not pay them money. Now, Weber County Detective Dustin Stewart told KSL.com the average victim is just 15, but it's not unheard of to see victims as young as 6. Stewart says the best way to prevent this beforehand is to talk openly with your kids about it and what they're doing on social media. If your child ever gets tangled up in one of these schemes, block and stop messaging the predator, document what you can, and file a police report. And most of all, don't ever send money. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now takes us back to you, Andy.
Amanda, right now, if you're on I-15, it's struggling a little bit between Point of the Mountain and Bangor. Some additional slowdowns in Murray near 53rd South. We have some southbound traffic filling in a lot between Rose Park from Warm Springs Road down to 600 North in Salt Lake. And the 21st South Freeway, pretty big wait time. Well, not a huge wait time like when we have a crash, but pretty big for not having a crash between Mountain View and Redwood. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's Earth Day, and we are seeing climate experts warn about consistently hotter temperatures. Ocean researcher Philip Orton at Stevens Institute of Technology in New Jersey says rising sea levels could have a huge economic impact.
In the next 30 years, there's a certain amount of sea level rise that's more predictable than the next, say, 50 to 80 years, when these ice sheets are going to become more of an important factor.
Since last June, the globe has broken heat records each month, going back to the middle of summer.
Here in Utah, forecasters say Utah will see a hot, dry summer.
The Intermountain West will have above normal temperatures for the next couple months, according to the National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says that sounds about right.
I would expect your classic summer from what we've seen the last 5 to 7 years, above normal, hot, dry, monsoon kicking in. Latter end of July and August.
Matt says we saw a lot of triple-digit temperatures last year, and we can expect more in the coming months. And don't count on rain to cool things down. The Climate Center predicts we'll have a below-average amount this summer. Alexandria Bonia, KSL News Radio.
Members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Manti were surprised when President Russell M. Nelson arrived in town over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael.
Tim, President Nelson visited for the rededication of the church's temple in Manti. He, along with his wife, Wendy, have ancestral ties to the city, and during the rededication, he, along with other leaders, honored the area's pioneer legacy and encouraged members of the church to attend the temple as often as possible, according to Church News. Church members weren't expecting the visit, and President Nelson promised that temple worship will, quote, strengthen you to meet the challenges of everyday life, close quote. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
And coming up in just a moment, we'll get another look at the morning commute. No crashes right now, but we do have some usual delay spots like eastbound 201 through West Valley. We'll check it all coming up next.
Reliability, steadiness, trusted voices.
I'll listen to KSL in the morning. I use it to find my weather, to find my traffic. When you ask me what news is, I think of KSL first.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Beat the spring cleaning rush with big savings and priority booking by calling ZeroRes. Dust, dander, and bacteria are living and breeding in your carpet, upholstery, air ducts, and more with nowhere to go. The spring season allergens such as pollen are coming out of hibernation ready to invade your home. Check out the 3,300 raving customer reviews with a 4.8 Google rating and see what the hype is all about. This month, get 3 rooms zero resified from Salt Lake's number one carpet cleaner, starting at just $99, and they'll throw in a free hallway. Plus, take 25% off your air duct cleaning to get that true spring cleaning feel. Call ZeroRes right now, 801-288-9376, or go online to ZeroRes.com and say you want the KSL special, ZeroRes. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
79 missionaries trapped and penniless inside Germany borders with war days away.
From director T.C. Christensen
comes Escape from Germany
in theaters now.
Tickets at EscapeFromGermany.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
There's some breaking news this hour that the Supreme Court is going to take up an appeal over the regulation of ghost guns, something that we'll keep an eye on for you this morning. The court arguments will be made this fall, evidently. It's 8:09, time for a look at traffic and weather together, again brought to you this morning by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. How are we looking, Andy?
Well, it's moving a little bit better, I-15 between Point of the Mountain and Bangor. It's still heavy over the point and heavy for a long stretch from 215, the overpass in Murray, all the way up to 33rd South. It is coming to a stop in several spots on eastbound 201 between Mountain View and 3200 West. But Bangor's moving better through the Taylorsville portion. There were some slowdowns earlier at 4700 South. Heather?
One of the most congested streets we have in Davis County is Main Street in Centerville. Both northbound and southbound have excessive delays between 400 and 800 South, and that's right in front of Centerville Junior High School. So that is still struggling to recover from everybody dropping people off. You've got good speeds, though, still on I-15, US 89, and Legacy Parkway. Eric?
On the Wasatch Bank, just a touch of slowing northbound US 40 from Jordanelle Reservoir, the north part of the reservoir, up to the Park City turnoff. If you're over going through the mountains, I-80 looks good into the valley from Park City. And once you get there, if you head north on Foothill Drive, expect usual slowdowns in spots. For instance, 2100 north up to 2100 south up to 1300 south if you're on the northbound side. I-15, Utah County, northbound, southbound looking good, but slow on Redwood approaching the Porter Rockwell intersection. Rekindle adventure in a place everyone connects with nature. Cedar City Brian Head. Shopping, dining, museums, spring skiing, tubing, hiking, biking, disc golf, and much more. Level up your adventure. Visit cedarcity.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, mostly sunny skies today with a high of 72. Overnight, 52, partly cloudy skies. For tomorrow, we'll go mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures in the mid-70s. We jump to 79 by Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Starting to warm up for the day now, 54 in Salt Lake City.
We're going to talk to Debbie in a moment. Coming up on Dave and Dujanovic, they'll be focusing in on what we learned this morning from law enforcement, that sextortion attempts happen every day.
Crazy.
And they happen targeting people as young as 6 years old, which is hard to imagine. But we'll talk to Debbie more about that just ahead on KSL.
Stay with us, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news traffic and weather station.
Get our Spring Fest doorbusters while you can right now at Lowe's. Shop $5 spring cleaning must-haves from Scrub Daddy, Tide Simply, and more. Plus, save over $1,000 on the LG Smart Top Load Laundry Pair. Was $22.98, now $12.96. These limited-time deals are going fast, so shop them in-store and online today. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows savings. Offer valid through 4/22. Appliances pricing includes all discounts while supplies last.
As a roofer, spring means the start of my busy season, which means I've got to get organized with help from Beacon. I can save time with Beacon Pro Plus and 24/7 access to live pricing, delivery tracking, order history, and more. Plus, this spring, I can earn $1,000 and the chance to win a $25,000 backyard renovation just by buying my CertainTeed shingles online with Beacon. No purchase necessary. Now that's what I call a spring cleanup. Visit BECN.com for official rules and to start earning entries.
You know, Deb, you and I have had this conversation so many times. We think, oh, I wish I had a little more light here or maybe a ceiling fan there.
That's why we love Master Electrical. So anytime we have an electrical problem, we know we can call them and they will give us their upfront pricing guarantee.
Because we're not going to do it yourself. We're going to leave it to the professionals. And this upfront pricing guarantee is fantastic. I'm sure you've been bitten by bids in the past where they say, oh, that's going to take half a day. And then 2 weeks later, the bid and the invoice have nothing to do with each other.
Not only will you get their upfront pricing guarantee, but you will never see an upcharge. Their pricing system simply won't allow it.
Master Electrical proudly serves from Logan to Santaquin.
They do everything that has to do with electrical, and they're always open, including for emergency services. The phone number to call is 801-543-2222.
801-543-2222 or check them out online at masterelectrical.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Congressman Blake Moore here. As I've listened to your concerns during my recent in-person and telephone town halls, one thing is clear. Utahns are concerned about border security. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the Biden administration's policies have allowed for over 8.5 million encounters nationwide, including over 7 million at the southern border, more than ever before in American history. Record amounts of fentanyl have come through our borders and led to heartbreaking outcomes for families who have lost loved ones to overdoses. For the sake of our community's safety and national security, something must change. This is why House Republicans swiftly passed the Secure the Border Act of 2023 to strengthen our southern border with new technologies, increase the number of Border Patrol agents, end catch and release, and require transparency from the Department of Homeland Security. I will keep fighting to make First District communities safer, and I encourage you to sign up for my weekly e-newsletter and follow me on social media at Rep. Blake Moore to stay updated on my efforts.
paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah law enforcement are calling on parents to talk openly with their kids about what they're doing on social media, warning that sextortion has become a daily problem. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
We'll talk more about that with Debbie Dujanovic in just a moment. Second, Salt Lake City is celebrating Earth Day by planting more than 250 trees.
Third, let's check the drive with traffic and weather together.
Still have some I-15 delays around the Bluffdale-Bangor exits. 21st South Freeway pretty backed up eastbound in West Valley, and Redwood Road's been really slow on the border between Salt Lake and Utah County for northbound traffic for a little while. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny with room temperature highs today, right around 72. I'm Matt Johnson.
54 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Time for a look at our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump trial is underway.
I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning.
Opening statements beginning this morning in the first ever criminal trial of a former U.S. president. Donald Trump does have to be there. He is not allowed to speak while court is in session, but he can in the hallway before or after testimony in the case. And, says ABC's Jonathan Carl,
this is his campaign appearance. Every day you're going to see he comes before the cameras. Everybody tunes in at the beginning and at the end of the day. He may add on some events in New York as this goes forward, but this is his campaign now.
One juror told the judge he was concerned about publicity, but after a sidebar, the judge said they thought they could serve. Another juror has a toothache and needs emergency oral surgery, so they will take a break today at 12:30 Eastern. The Senate will vote this week on the $96 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the future of TikTok. As for the future of House Speaker Mike Johnson,
Speaker Johnson's job is still under threat. Those hardline Republicans can still try to oust him when the House is back in session next week. In the meantime, the Senate will vote on this tomorrow, and the president says he's going to sign this legislation right away.
That's ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv with more on a key government resignation in Israel this morning.
After that major intelligence failure prior to the October 7th terror attack, the head of Israeli military intelligence stepping down. In Gaza, Israel ramping up attacks on the southern city of Rafah ahead of an expected invasion. 22 people, including 18 children, killed this weekend, say local doctors.
At Columbia University in New York, classes are all virtual today. Pro-Palestinian protesters have been on campus for nearly a week, some camping out. A leading rabbi is encouraging Jewish students to leave campus until safety can be assured. Today's the first day of Passover. You're listening to ABC News.
Deb, I guess you were listening this morning when we were talking about sextortion. And this detective who says that it's occurring every day.
I want to put it like this. Parents, you are in an all-out war with the creeps for the safety and security and mental well-being of your children. You have to look at it as a battle for the safety of your kids, because these creeps, which are usually living in other countries, West Africa, Nigeria, are infiltrating gaming systems, messaging apps. The FBI recently put out a warning, and if you think it's just the girls they're going after, it is mainly boys between the ages of 14 and 17 years old. So the sextortion or the sexual element of this is when adults, usually, like I said, from overseas, are coercing children, mainly teenagers, to send explicit photos. And sometimes they will even fake those kids out over a gaming system, for example, where they can communicate and pretend as though they already have compromising photos of the child. So now they put the child in the mindset that they're going to be in trouble because these photos are going to be published. The extortion element of it is they get the kid to send either money or gift cards, do a wire transfer, and now it's so easy even with a Cash App. We're going to get into more details today because Dave is concerned that there is a black hole with the gaming devices that kids are using, where these creeps can really infiltrate the kid's mindset. And parents will have no idea. He's going to go in depth on what he's learned as a dad from, with kids gaming at 9:20 specifically. So if you can't join us right off the top of the show, make sure you're with us at 9:20 for that.
That is crazy. All right, we'll look forward to the conversation. This portion of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by Revere Health.
8:19 now, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, travel on the 21st South Freeway, apparently because of a crash. crash, we've got this slowdown between Mountain View Corridor and 3200 West. For those of you, it looks like it's on the left side. Far to the shoulder, as it looks like they can push it. But right now, you still got that backup affecting you all the way to Mountain View. Northbound 15 still backed up between Bluffdale and Bangor, the exit in Draper, and then another little stretch of stop and go around the 215 overpass in Murray. Heather?
No accidents reported all morning long throughout Weber and Davis counties, and that's a great way to have a drive. You do have a lot of congestion, though, on city streets in Ogden, Roy, Layton area, and also still on Main Street in Centerville, both directions in front of the junior high. But I-15 and US 89 are still at speed. Eric?
No problems in Utah County on I-15, but we just have a touch of brake tapping. I mean, just a touch as you head northbound through Linden, approaching the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. Slowdowns are more pronounced northbound Redwood Road from 2100 north up to Camp Williams and then on to the Port of Rockwell intersection. Going out into the mountains, 189 looks good through Provo Canyon. No problems right now on I-80 through Parley's Canyon. Spring into performance with Jody Wilkinson's new Acura all-wheel drive RDX. Superior handling, safety, and luxury. Lease for $459 monthly. Details, text Acura to 57500. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out gorgeous. 72 today, mostly sunny skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 74. Top of the hill, 79 by Wednesday with mostly sunny skies. We'll then dial it back on Thursday, 69 chance for showers. Best chance for rain this week looks like Friday, 60 degrees, with some valley rain showers and mountain snow. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, 58, bouncing back to 62, partly cloudy by Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny downtown this hour, 54 degrees in the 7-day forecast, brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Today is Arbor Day, Earth Day, and we had a story this morning about Salt Lake City's planting a couple hundred trees.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about, ever since we lost those trees in that snowstorm a couple years ago, I haven't replaced them. You gave me a great website I want to share with our listeners.
Oh, sure.
It's called extension.usu.edu/tree browser.
It is Utah State University's tree browser.
And I'm looking at all the different kinds. How tall do I want it to be? Is it, you know, native to my area of the valley? And it's really smart.
You know, when you're shopping for a car online and you can pick, I want this color, I want this, you know, two-door, four-door, I want whatever it is. You're looking for this, you know, Nissan or whatever. And it slowly narrows it down. That's what the tree browser does for trees in your yard.
What kind of leaves do I want? How tall do I want it to be? Fast growing or slow growing? It's really cool.
How big a spread? Yeah. So you know how far to put it from a fence or your house or whatever.
Yeah,
it's handy. And it'll also help you to know trees that will grow best in our soil.
Right.
All right.
That's a great tool. Thank you.
Check that out. Utah State University Tree Browser, if you just type that into your search. Coming up in a minute, we'll see what's happening with Money News next.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
A partner is someone you can rely on. Someone who has your best interest in mind. A partner is there for you during the good and the bad. They listen, understand, and care. Revere Health is dedicated to providing care for your generation and the next. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
There's a race going on inside your body, and sometimes the bad guys, otherwise known as arthritis, get there first. That's when the joint pain kicks in.
Your healing process is just too slow and just can't catch up, and it needs just a little bit of help from QC Kinetics.
That's Dr. Daniel Zuckerman, a QC Kinetics medical director.
We all know that you can heal yourself. If you get a cut, it heals on its own. Your joints are no different. We can take the healing properties from your blood, concentrate them down, and put them in the spot that you need the help. It's amazing. Your body can heal itself.
At QC Kinetics, that's called regenerative medicine. No surgery or steroids, just lasting relief, the natural way.
The fact that we can treat them without surgery, but using their own body's natural healing process, without medications, without steroids, without surgery, it's just amazing.
Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 385-766-1987. That's 385-766-1987. 385-766-1987.
Dave and Dujanovic.
It's Parents versus the Creeps, and law enforcement says the Creeps are winning. At 9:20 today, I'll share with you the toughest battle I have keeping my kids safe, and it has to do with gaming. Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com.
AI is being used in some unexpected fields, including the coffee industry. A roastery? I have never heard that phrase.
I think that's what it's called.
Roastery in Finland. Use the technology. Roastery, thank you. To create a new blend, it has four different types of beans. Finland consumes more coffee in the world at 12 kilograms. That's 26.5 pounds per capita annually.
All right, let's take a look at how the markets are doing in the first full hour of trading here. The Dow is up 97. The S&P is up 11. The NASDAQ has lost quite a bit of ground, but still in the green. It's up 22 points.
We have a couple of crashes eastbound on the 201 between Bangor and I-215. We'll check that coming up next.
I like daffodils, tulips, the big dinner plate dahlias. I loved being in the garden, but I wasn't going to be able to because I couldn't not only walk, but I couldn't really stand on my foot without being in pain. It was excruciating. So my husband said, let's go to the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Terry live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
This nice young man said, I think I can help you. He got the arch support, and I was fitted. And I kept walking back and forth across the store, and I looked at my husband and burst into tears because it was the first time in a year that I have not had any pain in my foot. I have had no pain since the day I bought him. Now I can do whatever I want. There isn't any place on my property that doesn't have flowers blooming 365 days a year. I still can't believe it. My name is Terry, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Stop by the Good Feet store in Farmington, Riverton, or Sandy for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeet.com.
Tonight, the playoffs begin on The Voice.
Ooh, this season is turning it up to 11.
Yeah, the competition between coaches Reba McEntire, ooh, Chance the Rapper, yes, Dan and Shay, and John Legend is crazy.
And the vocal talent is fire.
Oh, yeah. If you've missed any episodes, the playoffs are the perfect time to get on board.
Oh, heck yeah.
The can't-miss playoffs on The Voice begin tonight on NBC.
The train of awesomeness is leaving the station.
Yeah, it is.
Then stay tuned for KSL 5 News at 10.
Tonight on KSL, travel can be full of unexpected surprises.
I canceled the ticket.
So airlines dole out travel credits that you can use like money when you are ready to fly.
It wouldn't let me book it.
But what happens when somebody hijacks your travel credit?
Never heard of her, don't know anybody by that name.
Then ruins your vacation. Do you get it back or are you grounded?
Flight credits into thin air. A Get Gephardt investigation tonight at 10.
KSL News Time, 8:29, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Andy's back in the traffic center.
Well, 201 freeway's backed up because we got a crash near 3200 West over to the left. Traffic's back from the crash all the way to Mountain View Corridor. And then we've got northbound 15 backups, Bluffdale and Midvale right now, mostly around Bangor Highway's exit and the 53rd South Murray exit. Heather?
No problems right now on I-15, US 89, or Legacy Parkway in Weber and Davis counties. It's also a pretty smooth commute going through Weber Canyon this morning on I-84, both eastbound and westbound. Some of the city streets are a bit congested, but nothing that is excessive and no accidents reported. Eric?
Heather, it's still a clean drive in Utah County on I-15 northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. That's a 24-minute drive. Getting over to the freeway from Redwood Road, you got usual delays on Pioneer Crossing. That's probably the worst one. Lehigh's Main Street, 2100 North. Those are having some delays too, but not as bad. As far as Redwood Road, that's slow from Camp Williams up to the Port of Rockwell intersection. Monster winds can cause huge damage to your roof that you can't see. Don't wait for a disaster. Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com to schedule your free windstorm assessment today. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful day in store. A few clouds and a high of 72. Right now it's 54 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
It is breaking news, opening statements taking place right now inside a New York City courtroom this hour in the hush money case against former President Trump.
The former president made a few comments before going into the courtroom.
I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning. And it's very unfair. Fortunately, the poll numbers are very good. They've been going up.
ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl notes these statements outside the courtroom could become a vital platform for him moving forward because he can't travel around the country to campaign during the week.
This is his campaign appearance every day. You're going to see he comes before the cameras. Everybody tunes in at the beginning and at the end of the day. He may add on some events in New York as this goes forward, but this is his campaign now.
There are no cameras in the courtroom or live audio feeds, but we will have updates on the trial throughout the day.
The Supreme Court will hear a case today that could determine whether cities have the right to punish people for sleeping outside.
Grants Pass, Oregon has no homeless shelters, but it can cost a $295 fine if someone wants to use a blanket to stay warm while sleeping outside. Two homeless people from the town are suing it for allegedly criminalizing the human right to sleep. Grants Pass leaders, on the other hand, argue they're stepping in to stop dangerous encampments from forming. Where justices land on this case could have big implications for cities. If they choose to uphold a precedent from a Boise case, it will reinforce the right of homeless people to sleep outside without a legal penalty. But if justices fall on the side of Grants Pass, Oregon, that could overturn precedent and empower cities to implement outdoor sleeping fines. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
If you've thought about starting a business in a small city, a new report says Utah is the right place to be.
Out of the top 30 small U.S. cities to start a business, according to WalletHub, Utah claims 10 of them, including the number one spot, Cedar City. The company analyzed more than 1,300 small cities around the country and gave Cedar City the top rank thanks to its very short commute times, as well as a growing number of small businesses and working age people. St. George ranked just behind it at number two. Washington City pulled in at four. Lehigh, Eagle Mountain, Midvale, American Fork, Springville, Spanish Fork, and Orem also made the top 30. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
USA Today is out with a list of the nation's top large business employers, and Mountain America Credit Union, based here in Utah, came in fifth.
93% of our employees vouched for Mountain America's high ethical standards, along with top-tier ratings for our benefits that we provide.
MACU Chief Human Resources Officer Trent Savage says they work hard to make sure their employees feel connected and that they're doing meaningful work.
The number of Utahns with medical marijuana cards continues to rise by the thousands.
More than 83,000 people in Utah are now medical marijuana card holders. The new data from the Department of Health and Human Services Center for Medical Cannabis shows that's 13,000 more than last year. Abby Galloway, medical director from Green Team Doctors, says that while people do need to cite one of the 15 qualifying medical conditions and prove they're over 21 years old, very little documentation is needed.
Medical records are not required by the state of Utah unless the only qualifying condition for the patient is PTSD.
PTSD and persistent pain are cited as the two most common reasons people apply for medical marijuana cards in Utah. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Over 100 cases of measles have popped up around the country this year, but so far we don't have any reported cases in Utah. Respiratory disease epidemiologist Pamela Gomez of DHHS says they're watching for cases here because the measles can be very contagious.
If you have measles and you are exposed to people, 9 out of the 10 people that you expose will be likely to get infected if they are susceptible, meaning if they're not immunized against measles.
She says the best way to stay safe from measles is to get the measles vaccine. She also says reach out to a medical provider if you or someone you know gets sick with respiratory issues and rashes.
First look traffic now on a Monday morning, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Amanda, we still have a crash eastbound 21st South Freeway near 3200 West. The slowing from the crash is stretched back to Mountain View Corridor, so that's going to be your longest freeway delay right now if you're coming from Magna or from Tooele County along 21st South Freeway. We do have some brake lights on I-15 at Bluffdale and again at 7200 South in Midvale, and a heavy stretch now on South 15 coming from Centerville into West Bountiful. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL weather now with Matt Johnson. We have three gorgeous days in the 70s to start the week before a storm moves in on Thursday.
We'll have to watch the course and track of this storm that's headed in for Thursday, Friday, simply because it's a cutoff low, so it doesn't always have the best steering from upper-level winds of the atmosphere. What that means is the forecast has higher variability as we get closer to these chances of rain on Thursday and Friday.
Matt says the storm should bring rain to most of the state.
Today marks the 54th anniversary of Earth Day. ABC's Danny New went to an elementary school in New York to get their thoughts on the planet.
I love how the Earth keeps us healthy.
I really like that the Earth gives us nature. The whole place gives us food. I would clean up all of the dirty stuff.
I would stop pollution. I would recycle.
Pick up the litter off the streets. It's everywhere.
Oh, they give me hope. I know I'm going to definitely pick up some litter today because I am terrified of those children. They are all going to be president one day. In New York, for ABC News, I'm Danny New.
That's funny.
Scientists say they have a better idea of what caused an iconic feature on Pluto. KSL News Radio's Michael Kmit is live with more. Michael?
So in case you didn't know, our favorite dwarf planet has a large section of nitrogen iced shaped like a Valentine heart called the Tombaugh Regio. It's a unique feature, and scientists now theorize it was caused by the impact of another celestial body back in the day. But since Pluto is so cold and the impact speed was so low, whatever hit it didn't melt, but rather smeared across the surface, hence the unique heart shape. These findings were published, but it's just the start as scientists begin scratching the surface of Pluto's history. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Coming up, we'll get another look at this Monday morning commute and see if there are any problems. I guess we do have a crash on the on-ramp to go east on the 201 freeway from Bangor that's still being cleared. We'll check that and the rest of your commute just ahead.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I am listening for the traffic.
I'll always know if somebody's going to be late to work.
That's often what's on when I'm driving.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines
on KSL News Radio.
Everyone's house is different, but they're all the same in one way. We all have those places where the Wi-Fi just won't go. I mean, for you, maybe it's the attic. For me, it's my basement. Well, if you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about these dead spots. Finally. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds throughout your home, a reliable connection in every room, and power for all your devices. Even when everybody's online, that's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi, only on the Xfinity 10G network. Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home now through June 21st. New customers can get started with gig speed internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. Here's what you do. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, that's 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today.
Introducing Peach Doors and Windows. Are you ready to upgrade your home with stunning new doors but are overwhelmed with how to begin? Peach Doors is here to make the entire process smooth and stress-free. Visit their showroom to see their wide selection of wood doors, durable fiberglass, energy-efficient aluminum, oversized glass bifold doors, and so much more. It's not just about looks, it's about durability and security to protect what matters most. Let them help you find the perfect match for your home, budget, and personal style. Visit their showroom and see for yourself. No pushy sales tactics, only guidance from their experienced staff. No inflated markups, just to offer so-called discounts. See their 5-star reviews where customers rate them on their attention to detail through every step of the sale and installation process. Amazing home transformations begin with windows and doors. Serving Logan to St. George, just Google Peach Building to see for yourself.
Opening arguments underway now in a New York City courtroom in the hush money case against former President Trump. There's a lot of coverage of it, although we understand they are not allowing any audio coming from the trial, right?
Or video. No, nothing live from the courtroom.
There are reporters in the room, however, and we'll continue to follow it with the help of ABC News.
8:39, traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, that delay on the 21st South Freeway as they try to clean up a crash with three vehicles over to the left near 3200 West. Slowdowns from the crash. Go back past Bangor, almost to 5600 West. We still have some extra travel time on I-15, an extra couple of minutes through Bluffdale, and then heavy traffic, mostly just Midvale through Murray. You may not be able to hit the full speed limit that you want to, but no more stop and go after that Draper area. Heather?
We still have some delays on 5600 South. This is eastbound, moving away from 3500 West toward the railroad tracks. After that, looks good getting onto I-15. Once you're on the freeway, you shouldn't have any problems northbound or southbound. We do have some heavier traffic from time to time, southbound I-15, especially in Centerville, Bountiful, and closer to downtown Salt Lake. Eric.
Out on the Wasatch Bank, no problems between Heber City and Park City if you're on U.S. 40 going by the reservoir. I-80 through Parley's Canyon, no difficulties right now. We had a stalled vehicle earlier. Provo Canyon driving through on 189, that's also looking good. I-15 Utah County northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain, your typical 30-minute drive time. Use Superior Water and Air for all your HVAC and plumbing needs. Call 974-9090 or visit superiorwaterandair.com. Superior Water and Air. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's springtime 70s for the next three afternoons. How about today? 72, mostly sunny skies. We'll go to 74 tomorrow, partly cloudy. And then it's mostly sunny again Wednesday with a light south breeze. That'll push temperatures to 79 by afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Up another notch with that sunshine, 55 degrees.
So Bacon made it to Payson.
I said he could have gone to Macon, Georgia, then you'd have Macon Bacon, but
I guess he sat down for an interview on the Today Show this morning. We're going to share a little of that with you coming up next.
All right, stay with us, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news traffic and weather station.
Do you know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day? At SLCFatLoss.com, we know the secret. Our unique weight loss program makes it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back naturally, safely, and effectively. If you'd like to lose unhealthy fat without counting points, no exercising, no prepackaged meals, no surgery, and no injections with the risk of serious side effects, go to SLCFatLoss.com now to schedule your free consultation in person or virtually.
Summer will be here before you know it. Jumpstart your weight loss like I did with help from Salt Lake City Fat Loss. I lost 25 pounds in 60 days, and you can too. Drop my name, Maria, now at slcfatloss.com and get $200 off. slcfatloss.com.
Many clients lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two. That's up to a pound per day. For your free private weight loss consultation, call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That's slcfatloss.com. Results may vary.
My name is Case Lawrence, and I'm running for Congress. The chaos at our southern border is a national emergency. We can fix the border, but not with politicians who are more worried about their own political future than America's future. I'm not a politician. I'm a problem solver. I hope you'll join me. I'm Case Lawrence, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Case for Congress.
Ready to wake up in a new destination nearly every day with Norwegian Cruise Line? Book today to get 70% off second guest to Alaska, Europe, and beyond. Plus, everyone can enjoy their vacation with free unlimited open bar, free specialty dining, and more. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Offer ends soon. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
All in together now, we can make it better. Can we do it? We're open up.
Cause we know how to jump.
Moving and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find out more. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
when it comes to where experts think are the best small cities to start a business, Utah claims the number one spot in a handful of the top 30 cities. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, over 100 cases of measles have popped up around the country this year, but so far we don't have any reported cases in Utah.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Crash on eastbound 201 near 3200 West, keeping traffic slow back for a mile and a half behind it towards Mountain View Corridor. And northbound 15, getting a lot worse in the last little bit between 3900 South Overpass up to the turn to I-80 in South Salt Lake. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
70s for the next few days and then some cooler, wetter weather for the weekend. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 55 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
And time for a check of our top national stories.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial underway. The judge in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money case has ruled that if Trump takes the stand, prosecutors can question him about a number of previous legal issues. Here's ABC's John Santucci with more on what that could mean.
Think about all the cases Donald Trump has gone through up until this moment, the two E. Jean Carroll cases, et cetera. All of that can come up in court. And talking about where Donald Trump, of course, violated the gag order in some of those proceedings, the attorney general's case and was hit with fines, etc.
Trump had sought to block all questions about other legal issues if he testified. The first witness is expected to be former National Enquirer editor David Pecker. And at some point, Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen will speak. Trump's team likely to try to discredit him.
They're going to say he is a liar, he is a fraud, he is a committed perjurer, and he is the key to their case, and you cannot trust his credibility.
That's ABC News. Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl. This is ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Fun weekend as Kevin Bacon made it to Payson over the weekend for the 40th anniversary of Footloose and to help the kids kick off their final prom in that building before the school gets torn down.
He sat down for an exclusive Today Show interview with NBC's Kaylee Hartung to talk about his visit to Payson High.
Of course, it's one of those things where it's changed. Things have been built up a lot, but sort of the essence of it is definitely still here. A young woman said to me, you know, my grandfather was in school here when you were doing the movie. I went, what? Your grandfather. If going for the 40th anniversary wasn't enough, I was like, wow, okay. Check yourself, buddy.
Reality check. Back at Payson. Not only did you film the movie here, you actually enrolled as a student for a day?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think I was either 23 or 24 when we started the movie. I was afraid that I was not going to be believable as a 17-year-old. The character was supposed to be 17. And so I came into the school, and I was an exchange student named Wren from Philadelphia. And
did you have the hair already?
Yeah, I had the hair, and I wore a tie, which was unheard of. And I lost all of my bravado. I just became, you know, kind of terrified. And then, just like the movie, one kid sort of took me under his wing and said, I'll show you around, man. Come on, you're with me. It was straight out of the movie.
This town wasn't just a character in the movie, but it also helped shape how you developed your character.
100%.
For all the effort these students put in getting Bacon to Payson, what finally put you over the edge?
I guess, I don't know. It was more they just wore me down. I don't know.
You have helped Payson High kick off prom day. As a lot of these kids graduate, go out into the world, what do you hope they take away from this experience?
I think to be good to each other and to the planet, to have compassion for people that are different than you, and give back to your community when you get the opportunity to.
And on prom night, dance.
Dance, definitely dance.
And later on that evening, the students took Kevin Bacon's message to heart.
I love that he said he was terrified when he went to high school for a day. It can be scary.
Yeah, it's just too bad he didn't stick around for the prom itself that night. I kind of envisioned that the entire student body at Payson was ring the dance area and just send him out in the middle with a spotlight, but it didn't happen that way.
But it was still awesome to have him there. What a down-to-earth person.
Yeah, and something that those kids will remember for the rest of their lives, for sure. It's 8:49. Time for a look at the drive with traffic and weather together. Again, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Not that I could dance 40 years after I made that movie, but anyway. Andy, how are things on the road?
Well, we've still got that crash, although there's only one truck left from the three that were initially involved, 21st South Freeway near 3200 West. So we'll see how much better traffic gets. For now, you're still going to have to wait through some delays between the Mountain View Corridor on-ramp all the way over 230-200 West. I-15, I haven't seen anything on the freeway that would indicate a lane blocked or anything, but it's really sluggish between 4500 South Murray and the turnoff to I-80 in South Salt Lake. Heather?
We do have some off and on slowdowns on southbound I-15. Mostly it's between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake. As when cars are merging onto the freeway, if you get a big group of them, it slows people down for just a few minutes. So it's not really affecting your drive too much between Ogden and Salt Lake. If you need to get to the airport, there's no delays on Legacy Parkway or the West Side Belt. Some of the city streets are still pretty congested, though, and most of that is around Clearfield and Layton. Eric.
We got some stoplight slowdowns in spots throughout Utah County, up University Avenue in Provo, for instance, from the BYU campus up to the mouth of Provo Canyon, and exiting at Pleasant Grove Boulevard if you're on I-15 this morning. That's going to be a little bit slow. And then you've got your usual spots of slowing. That's on 2100 North from Redwood over to the freeway, as well as Pioneer Crossing coming out of Saratoga Springs going over to American Fork. Lagoon is looking for ride maintenance technicians. Lagoon offers excellent mechanical training programs with amazing career opportunities. Ride maintenance technician position is full-time and year-round. Details, visit lagoonpark.com/jobs. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts warm, then turns cool with rain chances. Starting today, 72. No worries with the rain, mostly sunny skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow, we jump to 74. How about 79 for your Wednesday, mostly sunny? Then it's 69 on Thursday, chance for showers. Best chance for rains Friday, 60. Then 58, mostly cloudy on Saturday. Partly cloudy Sunday, 62. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 57 degrees, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
You know, just looking at the weather, the warmest day coming up on Wednesday. That'll be perfect for the little Welcome to Utah celebration that's going to be going on next door at the Delta Center for the NHL.
And some of the players are going to be here, aren't they?
That's what my understanding is. And Ryan Smith and his wife, I think, are going to speak. But it'll all begin outside on the plaza, and then they're going to move inside. So 4 o'clock for the start of all the festivities outside, 5:30 inside the Delta Center, and Jeff Kaplan's going to be out.
He'll be there broadcasting live this Wednesday afternoon. Look forward to it.
Weather's going to be perfect, so we'll tell you more about that as we get closer to it. KSL News Time, 8:52. If you're an active person, and maybe you're not a skier, but you're looking forward to spring and summer and dusting off the mountain bike or just thinking about getting out for a hike, but you've had a little twinge lately in a knee or a hip or something, and you're a little concerned about it, listen closely, because the future of medicine here in the Valley has arrived at QC Kinetics. It's the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management you've seen in decades. They want you to know that our bodies were created to heal themselves, but those natural biologics need to be concentrated and sent directly to a part of the body where you're feeling the pain. And that's how QC Kinetics uses your body's own power to repair and restore damaged tissue. It's all headed up by their medical director, Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, who's really a pioneer in the field, been doing it for 20 years with clinical work, tons of research, teaching, and publishing. Find out more and ask about a free consultation right now by calling 385-766-1987. That's 385-766-1987. Call QC Kinetics today, 385-766-1987.
Live at the Eccles presents Tony Award winner Ben Platt at the Eccles Theater, July 16th and 17th, with special guest Brandi Clark. Tickets for Ben Platt's The Honeymoon Tour at liveattheeccles.com.
Healthcare with human kindness is here. It's at Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Together, we have a common purpose, partnering with you in health and healing using powerful medicine, powerful technology, and the greatest power of all, human kindness. You'll know it when you see it, because human kindness is in every care site and in every caregiver. Common Spirit Health. Hello, Human Kindness.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors. Did you know that we offer three distinct styles of gutter protection? Each one meant to handle a specific leaf problem. You might not even know there are different styles of gutter protection, but there are. And if you pick the wrong one, it could be a huge waste of money. Now, the big gutter guard companies won't tell you this. They try to sell you a one-size-fits-all gutter guard. And it could be completely wrong for the amount and types of trees and leaves you have. Not RGS Exteriors. We understand which kind of leaf problem needs which kind of gutter guard. We'll do an in-depth evaluation to assess the types, locations, and numbers of trees in your yard. Based on that data, we match your home to the right gutter guard. So don't risk wasting money on the wrong gutter protection. For a free evaluation and estimate, call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or visit rgsexteriors.com. That's 801-280-3110 or rgsexteriors.com.
Dave and Dujanovic.
It's parents versus the creeps, and law enforcement says the creeps are winning. At 9:20 today, I'll share with you the toughest battle I have keeping my kids safe, and it has to do with gaming. Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Construction on the $12 billion high-speed passenger rail line in California starts today. The company plans to have trains running by 2028 from just south of Las Vegas Strip to a commuter rail hub in Rancho Cucamonga, California.
The basketball star and newly drafted WNBA player Caitlin Clark is expected to sign an 8-year deal worth up to $28 million with Nike. The Indiana Fever rookie got offers from Adidas, Under Armour, and Puma.
Looks like the Swifties have come through again. Taylor's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, sold 1.4 million copies in traditional album sales on the day of its release. The sales expected to boost her net worth even more.
Let's get a look at your money at this moment. The Dow right now is up 58 points. We're at 38,044. S&P's up 8. The Nasdaq up 7.
We have a crash now on the on-ramp to go eastbound 201 highway from Bangor that's still being cleared. We'll see if that's slowing you down next.
Howdy, folks. It's me again. And surprise, it's tomato frenzy time at J&J Garden Center in Layton. Right now, all large-sized tomato plants are only $2.99 each. That's half price and grown from seed right here at J&J. And while you're here, pick up a bag or two of J&J's private label all-purpose premium topsoil to help strengthen your vegetable garden for only $5.98 a cubic foot bag. So come to the Tomato Frenzy Sale at J&J Garden Center in Layton, where they have the best products at the best price and the best employees, too. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
When you think of Utah's homeless, who do you see? They are people with names and faces, and many are in dire circumstances. They are men and women, and sometimes children. Many are living on the street, in a car, or in a shelter. Some choose to be homeless. Most do not. Many experience the challenges of addiction or mental illness. All are vulnerable. Homelessness is a crisis, one that affects us all. Utah is building a coalition of community leaders and concerned citizens united to end the plight of homelessness. Homelessness should not mean hopelessness. Learn more at projecthumandignity.org. A message from Utah Impact Partnership.
At KSL News Radio, we have a 30-year legacy of honoring Utah teachers, but we can't do it without your help. Please tell us about an important teacher in your life on the KSL Teacher Tribute Wall, presented by Cypress Credit Union. Each month, one lucky teacher wins a $500 gift card from Cypress Credit Union, a $250 gift card to Harmon's, plus season tickets to Hale Center Theater. Say thanks to your teacher today at KSLNewsRadio.com/teacher from Cypress Credit Union and KSL News Radio.
8:59, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, travel on the 201 freeway crash is gone at 3200 West. Now we're waiting for the slowing to kind of shift its way over to 215 and pass it. So you're still going to see an extra couple minutes if you're on 21st South Freeway and you're heading east towards Mountain View Corridor or 5600 West right now. Still have some I-15 backups between 33rd South and I-80, but down in Draper, it's moving a little bit better between Bangor and Mountain View. Heather?
We've got a crash in Ogden. This is on Washington Boulevard northbound at 21st Street. It's blocking two right lanes. You do have one left lane getting through, but it's causing a little bit of backup in the area. And it looks like eastbound and westbound traffic cannot get through that area as well. Eric?
I-15 continues to progress well in Utah County. No problems from Spanish Fork up to Point of the Mountain. That's a 30-minute drive. S&S Roofing is your trusted source for quality and affordability. They've been the top roofing company in Utah for over 40 years. Schedule an estimate now. Get a free quote at snsroofinginc.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
72 later in the afternoon. Should be a perfectly dry day. And right now it's 57 in Salt Lake City.
How do we protect our kids, even our young kids, from sextortion? More coming up with Dave and Dujanovic. Have a great day, Tim.
You too. See you in the morning back here at 5.